feast that we celebrate today is very dear to my heart. I have known and been reading the works of this saint since the very beginning of my life in the seminary when I was still very young, 13 or 14. Because of his love for the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Saint Jean Eudes. He was born in 1601 in Normandy, in the town of Ries, in the diocese of Sèze. And when he was a teenager, he went to study under the great master of the spiritual life, who mostly for political reasons has not been beatified or canonized, Jean de Béhoul, of the Oratory of St. Philip Neri. Now, St. Jean Eudes was one of those who was very much a prophet. And of course, all of us, to a certain degree, are called to be prophets, but not all of us have the same gifts of the Holy Spirit. He did. And among the things that were revealed to him, which I've never forgotten since I started to read his works, is that a time would come when God would be so angry with his church that he would send many, many wicked priests and bishops to torture her. And of course, if there has ever been any time that this prophecy has come true, it is now. It is in these years of the last part of the 20th century and so far all of the 21st century. Of course, therefore, we need to pray to him and ask for his intercession, that this may soon come to an end. And it must, otherwise it will never get better, but definitely not in our lifetimes, maybe not even in the lifetimes of our children and grandchildren. But it is most necessary, of course. Among the things that have to be reformed are the discipline of the clergy, the discipline of the people, and the most holy sacraments of the church, especially the Mass and Holy Communion. And as I have said many times before, and will continue to say until communion in the hand is abolished totally and completely everywhere, then nothing will change, nothing whatsoever. And so we pray to St. Jean Eudes for this particular intention on this day. St. Jean Eudes founded shortly after he was ordained, and though he did not really want to leave the oratory, he founded a congregation with several other priests of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And he was the first saint, even before St. Margaret Mary, who began to preach about and teach about the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, and to write some of what eventually would become the liturgy of their masses. He founded also the Congregation of Our Lady of the Refuge of Charity, from which many saints have come. And one of their principal objectives was the restoration of women of the street, so to speak, and also prisoners, women prisoners. And until very, very recently, in Spain, France, and Italy, all the women's prisons were under their tutelage. But of course, that's all gone with the great springtime of the church that we are experiencing. It blew away. They wanted a fresh breath, and a hurricane came instead. And so we need to pray to them and to Mary Euphrasia Pelletier and all the other sisters of charity of Our Lady of Refuge to restore the wonderful things that St. Jean Eudes and they had done. In the meantime, of course, he suffered tremendous persecutions. He, of course, made the acquaintance of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and also of St. Louis-Marie de Montfort and many others. Birds of a feather flock together. And after many years of hard work, he died in the year 1680 and was raised to the altars of Holy Mother the Church by Pope Pius the 10th and the 11th, the canonization came in the holy year of redemption. And so we ask St. John Eudes to help us to be good priests, to be good faithful, and to continue to raise up many vocations to this holy shrine, and especially as we are under tremendous attack from the hexes and the demons that they have set upon us. And so we will shortly pray against them. We must always pray against them. And so we ask Our Lady, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Prompt Succor, to help us and to hasten to help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.